Mind the gap.
Hey guys, I just want to play something that we were able to do back in the U.S. just before I came over here. But unfortunately, it took a long time to kind of get all the pieces together. But I'm really glad to... be able to bring it to you now. So I am still in the UK. Don't let the interview confuse you, but here's a great show. The last one from the US.
Okay, you're not ready?
We are ready.
Oh, you are.
I was
ready.
Just kidding. It's so funny.
Okay, so hey every guy and gal.
Every guy
and gal out there in radio land, podcast land.
Yes.
We've got Monsters Are Waiting here, and they've been waiting for quite a long time, actually. They're gonna play some songs, and then we'll do a little chatting, and then I don't know. So, check it out. Go for it whenever you guys are ready.
Okay. What are we playing? I just saw your sticks for a second. I was like, wait, what's going on?
Last Goodbye.
Ooh, cool. Okay, Last Goodbye.
Don't go.
Name. Don't go?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Why?
Not. Afraid? Not. Yeah. What did... Oh, are we going to just start anytime? Why are you guys always calling the shots?
You guys want to take a minute and do a little chatting?
Sure.
Sure.
So some of the listeners can find out a little bit more about you guys.
What do we do as far as
dudes in a microphone?
Well, Eric can just talk into that. And yeah, maybe
and,
if you guys
can just talk into you.
Maybe actually this one's here? Not gonna work. So maybe if you guys just go and like hang out by the same mic. Alright.
You know, like this.
Yeah. Cool. So so you guys have been...
I feel so disconnected in here. But I can see you guys, yeah. So it's really
I
good.
I love having you in the other room.
If
it's
I could
so
just
nice.
Touch...
There's the girl in the box. Yeah.
That wasn't me.
I'm just going to turn the PA down a little bit so it doesn't pick up on all the other mics.
In the kitchen. That was me.
What's that, Oliver?
Fuck you. Yeah.
Want to take some photos?
Yeah! Woo!
I love boys.
Yes!
Hey, all right, so...
So thanks for having us here.
Thanks for
tonight.
Coming.
It's a really groovy place.
Yeah, we're really glad to be able to actually, you know, have you guys in a spot that's got some good sound equipment. We've been doing this in our living room for a while, so it's kind of nice to to have like a room that's designed for sound.
And what thanks for letting my dog in here too.
What you're saying is it's our fault if we don't sound as good as Silver Sun pickups.
Why you gotta compare,
I don't
dude?
Know. I mean, that you know, that was its own little special moment, you know. I think you guys sound great, though. Actually, I had only heard the you know some of the stuff that you guys had on MySpace, but you guys have been touring, right? You guys have been playing all
touring
over
LA,
like the last you said what 5 shows in a row or something?
Yeah, I think it's been 5 shows in a row. Okay. One in Palm Springs, one Santa Ana.
El Rey in LA.
And the El Rey. And
Troubadour. In the Troub, right?
And the Troubadour.
In San Diego on
And then
Saturday.
San Diego next week.
Cool.
Where she wants revenge.
So we're on tour of Southern California right now.
Some very nice fellows.
And you are also on your way to South by Southwest this spring?
Yes.
Yeah, we're walking. We're leaving tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a long walk. How are you going to get your stuff? Are you just going to drag your equipment?
With a rope.
You're going to make your dog? Sack. You're just going to pack it on your dog?
With a sled or something. Oh, my gosh.
We haven't thought that far ahead. We're hoping that maybe somebody
else
would have
some
gear.
Yeah.
We're going to bring our dog Bear and then... Eric's diabetic cat will run about 20 yards in front of Bear and then
pull us on our sled.
In an attempt to eat his diabetic cat.
Oh, that would make Bear go, actually.
Yeah, and see, the thing
be
is...
Be like a cookie.
The cat is huge.
Yeah, wait, I heard this. This is a sweet, cuddly dog, but Megan was just saying that it eats cats.
Yeah.
He eats cats.
He eats them, and then he,
fights
like...
with coyotes, skunks,
I mean,
raccoons.
It looks like a puppy. It's like a 10-year-old dog. It
That's
looks
his
like
trick.
He's 6 months
yeah.
old, and
That's
it eats cats.
That's his superpower.
Cats.
I think it's the chow chow in him, is what they say, because he's half Chinese.
That's sweet. I'm not sure.
that was really bad.
I don't even know what to say about
you
that.
Know them Chinese
yeah,
cats.
You heard about those Chinese cat eaters.
So what? Some other good news, right? You guys just signed a record deal.
Yep.
We had put the EP out by ourselves for the first run, and now we're re-releasing it and adding some songs with a label called Left Wing. They did like Midnight Movies and Giant Drag and Dirty Little Secret and a bunch of like bands from around here, basically.
Uh-huh. And didn't you play with one of them, one of those bands at the Troubadour?
Giant Drag and Dirty Little Secret, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was sort of part of the kickoff, kind of.
That was last night.
I think it was just
a
coincidence.
Sort of a coincidence. Yeah. Yeah. But,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Unrelated.
Cool. Well, so I don't know. I'm trying to, you know, find some other cool stuff. Like what Eric was saying, you know, earlier that you guys have an irregular writing process, or I don't know. Tell me a little bit about how you guys come together with this.
Well, what did Eric say?
He didn't really.
If he says something, and then we say something different.
Don't worry about it.
Well, no
don't
one
worry about it. That's like Stefan.
Well, no one really expanded on it, so that's what I'm looking for here.
No, we
Eric usually disrobes, and then we just
he play, does that helicopter play, thing play with music. His wiener.
Oh wait a minute!
Have you seen
Speaking
that
of
thing?
That, have you watched
it's from the 80s?
Have you watched Disrobics?
Disrobics.
Go to Google and type in Disrobics.
It's a
and,
highly
yeah that's it's, hours
it's a big
and
treat.
Hours of viewing pleasure.
Yeah, it's men naked and they move their wieners up and down and left to right.
It's like the thing from
awesome.
Kids,
and that's how we write our songs.
So you just type stuff into yeah. Google. Yeah. You just type stuff into Google, and then whatever comes up, you write a
right,
song about it.
A song about it. we're really cool.
That
we're
is,
that cool.
That is, that, yeah, that is really.
We don't even try.
That is
absolutely no effort goes into
all.
Our songs.
That's like how I used to do my papers in college.
yeah, we basically just start playing. We get in a room and start playing and put a mic up and record ideas, and then usually we'll kind of come back to that, you know, a month later or something and finish it up. But it's different than, like, you know, having sort of a songwriter that comes in with a song and everyone else plays that song. We kind of come up with it as we go.
So you guys have recording equipment in your practice space?
Yeah.
We
did
that's
part
cool.
of the EP there. And you know, we just put up, like, one mic when we're rehearsing and just to remember, because otherwise it's gone.
Yeah,
it's gone forever, too.
If we don't record it, it's over.
Yeah, we actually have a bunch of songs that are gone forever.
So would you guys say you spend just as much time writing as you do practicing what you've already written?
It's probably split. Like, we decide if we're feeling like, you know, we're creative, you know, we'll just start.
Sometimes
start playing.
Like,
if it's not happening,
like,
we'll just we'll stop.
Naturally, man. You
know? Yeah, if it's not happening, we'll just.
I mean, do you ever get to a spot where it's just like nothing's coming, and you're just like, well, whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
But usually that's like time to move on at that point. If you spend too much time on it, it's.
Or if someone lets one out in the rehearsal room, then it gets really stinky, and we have to leave the room. That's usually Clark.
I don't know.
What ends up bringing you back, though? I mean, because I think that happens to a lot of musicians where they'll go through, you know.
This ear is gone.
Excuse me. We're trying to have an intelligent conversation out here.
Well, I'm talking to someone in here.
Oliver, get out of there.
Oliver has nothing to do with this podcast, okay?
Part of my right ear. Oh, now it's.
Oliver.
Oliver!
There, it's there. Yeah, I'm
Oliver!
Back. Thank
get
you
the
very
hell
much.
Out of there, goddammit!
Stop yelling at him. What a bunch of a-holes.
Oliver's our intern.
You're distracting her. What are you doing in there?
He was plugging me in.
That's nasty.
I miss Man Bone. Gosh. We did.
Let the record reflect. Anna Lee Ferry misses Man Bone.
So, no, but...
Such a dork.
No, but what I was going to say, ask earlier is, like, there's a lot of bands out there that maybe go through, you know, those same spots where there's sort of a low point or, like, they hit a rough spot where they can't write anything or nothing's coming.
Writer's block.
Yeah, what kinds of things do you recommend?
Switch instruments.
Good ways of...
Switch instruments.
Confused with cock block.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry.
We kind of haven't been on that whole, like, cycle where... You know, it's like all writing for a record for a couple months and then touring. Like, we kind of switch around. We'll play shows. You know, when we get together for rehearsal, if we start, like, playing something, we're like, oh, throw a mic up because that was cool. You know, we don't... So we haven't really... If it's not coming to us, we just do something else.
Cool.
Until another day.
But we definitely have problems. Is that what you're getting at? Like, we have to stop sometimes. You know, we fight and whatever. You know,
how do you guys keep it together? I mean,
rock.
It could be tough.
We rock.
No, rock.
We smoke
cocaine.
Yeah. Oh, that's horrible. Speak for yourself, buddy. Little sugar booger.
Phone's ringing, dude.
Nice one.
Oh, someone else has that too.
Tell me a little bit more about the record deal. I mean, what was the label called again?
Left Wing Records.
And how did they find you, and how did all that? What were the negotiations like? Were you like sitting in an office with, you know, shirts and ties on and a pen, or was it like long-winded kind of?
The guy that owns it, he's what is he? He's a Australian or something? Why do I always say that?
Quiet time in the box for a little while.
I'm not gonna.
We pretty much did everything on our own. We recorded the songs, got everything ready, and it kind of worked out the way that we hoped it would, and we hooked up with, you know, distribution and. What are you laughing at in there, Ferry?
You're telling me to be quiet time, but I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't. They're gonna let you guys kind of do what you want, and they seem like the kind of label is kind of.
It was basically already done, you know. So they're basically just putting out what we've already done. And that's it.
Cool.
You
know?
We sort of took our EP.
Are they going to give you money to go into the studio again?
No, they're going to spend the money on, you know, promoting the record.
So they bought your EP, like, basically.
Licensed it, basically.
Kinda, yeah.
We get it back after a certain amount of
time. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, because, I mean, I think that's a big problem for a lot
it's
of artists,
of like
too.
The new style of, you know, small record deals now is like, you know,
you
they don't have to spend hundreds
stuff.
Of thousands of dollars on the record, but the artist like owns a little more.
Right.
Of it, you know?
Yeah. Right.
We were kind of at the point where we, you know, spent the money recording and getting it all together. So it didn't kind of make sense to really have somebody then own it.
Right.
Yeah.
You'd already put it together. So what are they going to do for you other than distribute it? Well, that's cool, man. I think
they're super cool, and I think it's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
World domination, pretty much.
That's the next step.
They just got new distribution, so this will be like one of the first records that they put out.
I think.
Yeah. So that should be interesting and good and fun. And
Party time.
Well, why don't we get back to some more music, I guess. I don't know. Unless is there something that I'm missing, or is there something you guys want to say? We've got listeners, you know, like I said, in Canada and the UK and South America and whatever,
well,
you know.
Good day, mate.
Without a doubt,
Australia.
All of those Canadians like to say eh.
Yeah. there was actually a Canadian that came to one of our shows at the Troubadour, and he flew out from Canada.
No doubt.
But.
Kenny
no
Lee?
Doubt. And he was really, really nice and a cute boy. But I don't remember his
this
name.
This dude flew all the way out from Canada. We just rag on him.
Yeah. No, he's awesome.
It's just a fake.
But I'm going to find out what his name is, and I'm going to MySpace him. Tell him that I like him.
Cool. Well, I'll get out of your hair, and then, you know, I don't
Did
know.
You know
guys
that
got
MySpacing
more.
Is a verb now? It's an action word.
To MySpace?
Yeah, to MySpace.
Yeah.
I'm going to MySpace you.
It's like emailing.
That's cool.
What are
we going to play?
Let's play Fascination.
Fascination?
Fascination.
Are we good to go, or do you need a minute? Okay. Are our monitors back to...
You know what?
Shut it off.
Nope, can't do it.
I'm gonna start now, is that cool?
What? Eric, you know I love you.
It was actually one of the better things.
Okay, I'm gonna try and be quiet. But you know it's wicked when you don't even fight it. And it's everything around you that you can't even breathe. It's wicked. It's wicked, it's wicked, it's wicked. We wait all day for fascination. We wait all day for fascination. Can you imagine? Can you make your bed, baby? Thank you.
I'm
Talk more, or is that it?
No, that's it.
Okay, great.
Yay.
Yay.